Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Gardaí describe an attack on a man in Letterkenny as very concerning. 30,000 secondary school teachers have held lunchtime protests across the country today. We'll hear from Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin and Fine Gael on the election trail this afternoon. Meanwhile, an Inishowen community group is to appeal a decision to grant planning permission for a battery energy storage facility near Buncrana. And there were exchanges in the Stormont Assembly between Mark Durkin from Foyle and the Communities Minister over a once-off payment to pensioners who lose out when winter fuel payments are means-tested. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15, but we begin with an attack on a man in Letterkenny on Friday evening of last week. Gardaí say they're very concerned about the incident. It happened just after 7 o'clock that evening. The man was treated in hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. On today's 9 till noon show, Garda Niall Maguire outlined what happened and made this appeal for information.
Very concerned among, sometimes we see sort of gangs of youth hanging around the main street on the Market Square and their hoods up and stuff, and they seem to get a wee bit more bold in the dark nights. So unfortunately, a gentleman was approached by a group of youths at the Market Square on Friday the 15th of November, shortly after 7pm, approximately 7:05pm actually. The injured man was assaulted by the group of youths and had to go, unfortunately, with several injuries to Letterkenny Hospital to receive treatment. So we appeal to anybody who may have observed the incident around 7pm on Friday the 15th. Please make contact with my colleagues in Letterkenny. There is good CCTV available and we are going through that. I suppose the concerning one about this is it's not your kind of stereotypical one you'd expect. Maybe after the pubs are closing or whatever and people have got the excuse of being drunk or whatever. But this is just a gang of youths who I suspect were just up to a bit of badness and maybe got out of control. You know, gang mentality type thing.
30,000 secondary school teachers held lunchtime protests at schools across the country this afternoon, a number of them in Donegal. They're opposed to plans to speed up the overhaul of the Leaving Cert. Teachers' unions fear the faster pace of reform will be done without the proper resources or training, and that, they say, will lead to inequalities among schools. Two people have been hospitalised following a crash in South Donegal earlier today. Gardaí attended the scene of the two-car collision at Park Hill Ballyshannon at around 9:15 this morning. The injured pair were taken by ambulance to Sligo University Hospital for treatment. Gardaí say their injuries are non-life-threatening. Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information or dashcam footage in relation to a weekend crash during which a pedestrian was injured in Brooklist. The female walker was hit by a vehicle between 6:10 on Saturday evening. She was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí in Ballyshannon are coordinating that investigation. On the election trail, Fianna Fáil is accusing Sinn Féin of pulling the rug from under first-time homebuyers. It's over plans by the main opposition party to scrap the Help to Buy scheme if they form a government. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien says it is a concern for voters.
And I would be very worried, and I know first-time buyers who I meet and potential first-time buyers are very worried about the prospect of, on average, €100,000 in support between the Help to Buy grant, the first home scheme, actually being removed.
However, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson is defending the policy. Owen O'Brien says the scheme has contributed to the increase in house prices.
Gently phase out Help to Buy. So, for example, in the first year, people will still get their €30,000 grant. In year two and year three, we'll reduce it by €6,000 as part of a measure to bring houses down. Look at Fianna Fáil's record. In the last 30 years, home ownership among the 25 to 35-year-olds has plummeted.
Fine Gael says the National Children's Hospital will play a huge role in decreasing waiting times for scoliosis surgeries. The party is pledging to develop 6 new surgical hubs and 4 elective hospitals across the country, which it says will help make treatment and surgery more accessible. 87 children are currently on waiting lists for scoliosis surgery. Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill says it is a priority for Fine Gael.
The surgical and elective hospitals are the way to make sure that we have that uninterrupted capacity. Of course, we need to recruit more public consultants in this space and their support teams, and we have a plan and we have the funding for that. This is a priority for us. It was a priority for Simon Harris, and we will continue to work on that.
The Inishowen Community Group is to appeal a decision to grant planning permission for a battery energy storage facility. Donegal County Council has granted planning permission for the development on Grantia Road, Buncrana. With more, Here's Michaela Clark.
Future Energy Ireland's Ballynahon Energy Storage Development in Inishowen proposes to use iron air batteries capable of storing energy for up to 100 hours when fully charged. The Bonkrana Fawn Against Untested Battery Storage Group says it strongly feels its concerns were not treated fairly or openly with the decision to grant a planning permission for the facility. In a post, the group says with all that Inishowen has had to endure with defective blocks caused by what they say is a lack of regulation and poor oversight, this, they say, feels like another disaster waiting to happen. The group has confirmed it will be appealing the planning decision with Embord Pleanála.
There were exchanges in the Stormont Assembly this afternoon between Foyle MLA Mark Durkin and Communities Minister Gordon Lyons after the minister announced a one-off payment of £100 for pensioners who lose out when the winter fuel payment is means-tested. That's a requirement imposed by Westminster, which Mr Lyons described as unwelcome and unexpected. It'll be paid out by the end of March next year, Mr Durkin said. While any financial support is welcome, this will arrive far too late, and effectively it'll be a spring payment, not a winter one.
I welcome the statement from the Minister. This is good news, but for pensioners, for poor pensioners who were getting £200 or £300, now getting £100, and maybe not until the end of March, it will be too little and it will be too late. I'm not sure if the Minister wants to have to come back and make another apology to the House, but the opposition, the SDLP, have been in touch with the Department making proposals both around the extension of the Warm Homes Discount Scheme and indeed means testing. When can we expect to see the publication of the anti-poverty strategy, yet another of the Minister's priorities that has been coming soon since he took office 10 months
Minister.
Ago?
Let me say this, the anti-poverty strategy, that has been a requirement under the 1998 Act, a requirement for coming on 26 years to deliver an anti-poverty strategy. None of the previous ministers have been in a position to do that. And as I have already confirmed and happy to confirm again, that will be brought forward to the executive in January time. It has been a priority for me. I have been making progress on it. I want to make sure that it's fit for purpose. I want to make sure that I have buy-in from other executive colleagues as well, which is why I've set up an interdepartmental working group so that we can make progress on those issues, so that we can tackle the root causes of poverty and not just deal with the symptoms.
And that was Minister Gordon Lyons and Foyle MLA Mark Durkin in the Assembly this afternoon. A West Tyrone MLA is urging objectors to the A5 road upgrade to back off. The much-needed project was given the green light last month after a series of legal challenges, public hearings and inquiries. It's now been confirmed that a fresh legal challenge has been received and an application for a judicial review was made at the court in Belfast earlier today. Well, speaking in Stormont, West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan urged the objectors to withdraw their challenge.
Almost 60 people are dead, and every single day of a delay, further lives in my constituency and neighbouring constituencies are put at risk by this death trap of a road. The people in my constituency are traumatised by this road, but are forced onto it because we have no alternative means of travel. Public transport is weak and largely inaccessible in rural constituencies. We have no rail options. Those who are against this road may believe that they have due cause for any such objection, and they have a right to go through the process. But what they do not have a right to do is to continue down this line against the will of the majority of people that I represent. We need to see this road go ahead.
A workshop is to be held to discuss the progress of plans for a new civic burial ground in Letterkenny. With Lick and Conwell graveyards nearing capacity, Councillor Kieran Brogan says it's important that there's a continued focus to see this project come to fruition. The council is to spend €670,000 over the next 3 years on planning and developing a non-denominational graveyard for the town. Councillor Brogan says the pressure must remain on to plan for the future.
At the end of the day, it's been a huge priority. Every time that I attend a funeral in either Lake or Conwell graveyard in Letterkenny, they're almost at capacity. And we did manage to secure funding last year for the budget. I just want to see exactly what progress has been made in that to date, because I did suggest us going out for expressions of interest to the public And I think that's something that we would have a positive response to. It'll be interesting to see. So we now have a date agreed for a workshop, and it's something that we need to try and move on, because it's an issue that is very close to a lot of people's hearts, and it's an issue we need as a council to give a firm commitment on going forward, and we are fully committed. It's been a priority of mine for a long time, and indeed other elected members, so we just need to try and get something concrete in this one.
Because ultimately it's planning for the future, and you don't want the time to run out.
That's exactly it, yeah. And look, Letterkenny is a growing town, a growing part of the region, and with that comes the challenges as well. So we have an obligation to make sure that we have the proper infrastructure in place in all areas.
Councillor Kieran Brogan there speaking to Michaela Clark. A general election candidate in Donegal is calling for the return of town councils. Gerry McKeever says he believes the decision taken to abolish the then town councils in 2014 was an incorrect one by the then Dáil. He says something has been lost in terms of discussing local issues, and he wants to see as an interim measure the setting up of voluntary town councils where local issues can be discussed in a meaningful way. He's been speaking to Highland Radio News.
I hear it all the time in the new barbershop and talking to people. We feel that there are people lost touch. I remember the old days, maybe going back, but when, God rest him, Jim Lynch and the likes of Lawrence Blake were councillors in Letterkenny and did so voluntarily. We seem to have lost touch. You know, it's not just the spending this council had years ago. It's also the fact, you know, that they sort of moved among us and lived among us and sort of had a feel for us, you know, and you knew who to go and talk to if you had a problem.
And do you believe if a government change isn't forthcoming that it should be taken into the hands of the people and possibly hold voluntary urban councils across the county?
That's the way I see it, Michaela, because, you know, the government took our councils away in 2014. I don't think that there's no talk of reinstating them. So I think, you know, it's still, as far as you know, a free country, and if people wanted to voluntarily put themselves forward as councillors, I don't see a problem that if people want to help other people. I'm on the canvas trail now for the last, we're in the middle of campaign, the last 10 days, and some of the problems I'm seeing on doorstep, you know, that just people don't seem to have an answer for, and somewhere to go to actually bring these problems to and try to get them sorted out would make an awful lot of sense to me.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, stocking the ultimate running shoe to take you through winter. The ASICS Gel Cumulus 26 GTX. With waterproof Gore-Tex technology, these shoes will keep your feet dry and cushioned, mile after mile.
It's 16 minutes past 5 o'clock. Time for the sports news. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with rugby union, and Ryan Baird has been ruled out of Ireland's next Autumn Nations series match against Fiji. The lock came on as a replacement in the win against Argentina last Friday, but was brought off shortly after with a head injury. But there's good news for the squad, with Tadhg Furlong and Tom O'Toole both set to return this weekend. O'Toole was a replacement during the defeat to New Zealand, but failed a HIA after coming off just 3 minutes into his cameo. Furlong missed the games against the All Blacks and Los Pumas due to a hamstring injury. And the British and Irish Lions are set to face a team made up of players with Indigenous Australian and Pacific Islands heritage during next summer's tour. The tourists were due to play the Melbourne Rebels as part of the 2025 tour, but the Super Rugby franchise went into administration. In Gaelic Games, Brian Fenton was an integral figure in Dublin's football success over the last decade. That's according to Dublin GAA chair Michael Sievers, paying tribute to Fenton, who's retiring from inter-county action. Since making his senior debut in 2015, the midfielder won 7 All-Ireland titles, 10 Leinster titles and 6 All-Stars. The two-time Footballer of the Year also played a central role in Dublin's record-breaking run of 45 unbeaten championship games. In soccer, the Irish under-19s are through to the elite phase of qualifying for next summer's European Championship. Tom Mohan's side earned a 2-1 win away to Iceland to top their first phase group. They'll now turn their attention to next spring's elite group phase with 7 teams, where 7 teams will progress to next June's finals in Romania. On the pitch tonight, Wales head coach Craig Bellamy says his only focus is on beating Iceland in the Nations League. Rather than worrying about results elsewhere, they must win and hope Turkey slip in their game against Montenegro to top the group and return to the premier tier of the competition. Kickoff is at 7:45. In other news, Frank Lampard's understood to be in advanced talks to take over as the next manager of Coventry. The former England midfielder has been out of work since a spell at Chelsea's interim boss at the end of the 2022-23 season. Coventry sacked Mark Robbins earlier this month. And Morgan Rodgers has extended his contract with Aston Villa until 2030. The forward joined them from Middlesbrough in February for a fee which could rise to £16 million. He earned his first two England caps during the international break with substitute appearances against Greece and the Republic of Ireland. In Scotland, Rangers have appointed Niels Copen as their new technical director. He's currently in charge of recruitment at Ibrox and will now also take responsibility for the men's academy, medical and football operations. The Scottish Premiership Club are still searching for a new chief executive and chairman with John Gilligan in interim charge. In snooker, Aaron Hill's bid to qualify for the UK Championship proper is continuing this afternoon. The Cork native is playing Matthew Selt with the first to six frames to progress to the next qualifying round. Currently it's Selt 3 and Hill 1. In cricket, Cricket Ireland has announced a new sponsor for its men's team. Solar product company Falcha Solar have made a deal for up to 10 years to become the men's primary sponsor. It's the longest sponsorship of this nature in Irish cricket history. In tennis, Rafa Nadal begins his final tournament as a professional tennis player this afternoon. The 22-time Grand Slam champion has confirmed he'll retire following Spain's Davis Cup finals campaign in Malaga this week. The hosts begin with a group stage meeting with the Netherlands. Finally, in golf, Sergio Garcia is to rejoin the DP World Tour in a bid to represent Europe at next year's Ryder Cup. The Spaniard has to settle outstanding fines, reported to be over £1 million, and serve a suspension after defecting to LIV Golf. Garcia is hoping to match Lee Westwood and Nick Faldo's European record of 11 appearances in the contest against the USA at Bethpage in New York. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. A Donegal man's been swindled out of a Rolex watch. Having advertised the Rolex Explorer for sale online, the man was contacted by a woman who expressed interest in purchasing it. Following an inspection of the watch, the sale was agreed and the man was shown what is believed to have been a fake mobile banking app showing the money transfer taking place. Garda Niall Maguire says the man has suffered a substantial loss because the money wasn't transferred.
It's a fraud in relation to him and a very expensive watch. A young man had a Rolex watch basically stolen from him. He had it for sale online and he was contacted by a lady who expressed an interest in purchasing it. The man met the woman and she inspected the watch and she agreed to buy it. Now, obviously, it's a Rolex, it's quite expensive.
Yeah, for sure, big money.
She agreed to transfer the funds. This is a scam, Greg. She agreed to transfer the funds online via an online banking app. So she had a video call with a third party, the third party showed some form of debit card authentication taking place. It wasn't really happening. However, they did it with manipulation of the app or whatever. This man then believed that the mobile banking app had indeed transferred the money. It came up with his name and blah, blah, blah. And they had screen grabs of that this transaction was successful. The train of thought in this one is that the third party person wasn't actually seen. So we don't have an ID of that person, but we do obviously have a good description of the female. We have a definitive line of inquiry on this and we do hope to get a resolution for this one. But again, this is not just about expensive watches. This could be about a concert ticket or something and about how we need to be aware that there is ways of manipulating apps to show. Unless you see the money has gone into your account, you shouldn't be releasing any product or service.
And that was Garth and McGuire speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. There are calls for a survey of disabled parking bays in Letterkenny to be revisited. A survey was carried out in 2020 and reviewed 67 disabled bays in the town. It's estimated the cost of implementing measures recommended in that report is over €31,000. The council says that report is being reviewed and updated. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh believes the measures could be implemented on a phased basis. He says the initial focus should be on dropped curbing.
The survey was previously carried out in 2020, I think it was. But there was 67 bays looked at then. But having gone round those again now, the ones around the town, there's still an awful lot. And it provided the council with a list of them that haven't dropped carbon in particular. Now, in many cases, dropped carbon, if it's not there, it renders the disabled parking spot useless, really, that people can't get out. I've asked them to look at it again, and I've asked them maybe to maybe put less emphasis on things like blue surfaces and that. That's nice to get done and that, but if we could look at the bigger things first, like the drop carbon, and make sure that we get those done so that people can exit and enter the car easily for the drivers that need it. So there's a lot of the spaces that we need more room at the back where a driver has to exit to the back. There's no room in some of the spots to do that. Also, just crossing the road. There's a lot of crossings where there's no drop carbon, and people have to go way past where, especially if they have a mobility scooter or a car chair, they have to go past where they want to go and across somewhere else and back down again, this sort of thing. So there's a lot of work to do on it, but there's a willingness there to do it. I think what we need to do is sit down and plan it and be realistic about it and say, we're going to do X this year and Y next year, and get it done over the course of this council. It's a problem, I think, in all towns. I'm not particularly criticising Letterkenny, but we need to be more aware of this, I think, nowadays. For the people that need these things, it's a major issue. So I think that that we should go about planning it out and getting it done over a period of time.
Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh there. Gardaí are appealing for information after what's believed to have been a tyre fell off the back of a lorry and struck a car in Stranorlar last week. The driver was travelling in the meeting house area on Wednesday at around 20 to 1 when the object hit the car, damaging the roof. No injuries were reported. Gardaí urging any witnesses or people with dashcam footage to come forward. Gardaí appealing for information relating to a criminal damage incident in Letterkenny over the weekend. In the early hours of Saturday at around 4, the rear window of a property in Fox Hills was smashed. No entry was gained to the house again. Anyone that noticed anything suspicious in the area is urged to contact Gardaí. A second public consultation on the Carrigans to Lifford Greenway project is taking place next week. The project is currently at the option selection stage. Ava Casey has more.
Residents and members of the public and other interested parties are invited to participate in the second non-statutory public consultation for the Carrigans to Lifford Greenway project. The project is currently at phase 2, option selection. People will be updated on the progress of the project at public consultations at St Johnstown and Carrigans Family Resource Centre on Monday, November 25th and on Tuesday, November 26th at the Old Courthouse Lifford on both days between 2pm and 8pm. The deadline for submissions is Tuesday, December 10th.
And there's more on that on our website, highlandradio.com. Finally, preparations are being made for widespread icy conditions tonight. Roads are being gritted across Donegal from 6 this evening. Temperatures are set to dip below zero over the next number of nights. Met Éireann is also due to issue an updated snow warning for Munster shortly. Meteorologist Siobhan Ryan says that warning could be extended to other areas, but the northwest is not set to be among them.
But elsewhere across the country, that's pretty difficult to say at this stage. If I were to guess, it's probably more likely kind of the south of Connacht and more the south Midlands that snow warning could well be extended to. We're going to be issuing that in the next couple of hours, that snow warning for the southwest. So that could encompass parts of the west and the Midlands too, not to confuse people. Yeah, I know there's a lot going on.
And the most recent forecast we have from Met Éireann is it'll be mostly dry this evening with clear spells in a chilly northerly breeze, cold with frost settling in quite quickly. Mostly dry and cold tonight with clear spells, a few showers spreading from the north, turning wintry at times. A cold northerly breeze will persist, and as temperatures drop to 1 to minus 3 degrees Celsius, further frost and icy patches will develop. Tomorrow, a cold, crisp start with frost and ice, lingering all day in some sheltered spots. Mostly dry, still cold for the rest of the day with some sunny spells and light showers, some of them wintry. Highs tomorrow 3 to 5 in mostly light northwest winds. Main stories in brief this evening. Gardaí have described an attack on a man in Letterkenny as very concerning. He was assaulted by a group of youths in the Market Square shortly after 7 on Friday evening last. Fine Gael says the National Children's Hospital will play a huge role in decreasing waiting times for scoliosis surgeries. 87 children currently on waiting lists across the country. Meanwhile, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin have again clashed over the Sinn Féin plan to abolish the Help to Buy scheme. A community outside Buncrana is appealing a decision by Donegal County Council to grant planning permission for a battery energy storage facility. And there were exchanges in the Stormont Assembly this afternoon between Foyle MLA Mark Durkin and Communities Minister Gordon Lyons after the minister announced a one-off payment of £100 for pensioners who lose out when the winter fuel payment is means tested. We're back with news headlines again at 6. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 19th of November. The death has taken place of Jerry McLaughlin, 15 New Street, Claddy, formerly of Stanley's Walk, Derry, reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Dunleyloop at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via Dunleyloop Chapel YouTube channel. And the death has occurred of Josephine Nora Boy Canning, née Gallagher, Malahide, Dublin, and formerly of Downing's. Removal from Stafford's funeral home, Golflinks Road, Portmarnock, Dublin, tomorrow morning, going to St. Sylvester's Church for funeral mass at 11 o'clock, followed by cremation in Dartistown Crematorium, Old Airport Road, Dublin. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.